Got a gunshot at night, but now they call him Johnny 99. Everybody needs some place to go when they can't go home.
Thank you.
clean house for a minute. Dirty job, somebody's gotta do it. Hey, you guys back there. Alright. This is a song. I wanna know who. Do we have anybody out there over 30 years old? Anybody out there old as me? Even fewer. Anybody out there old as Clarence? There can't be that many of you out there that old. But he looks good. He still looks good. This is a song about when you go out to a bar and you meet somebody. And it's somebody I used to go to school with, and they start talking to you all about, oh, I remember you when, and remember all the good times we had in high school, and all that stuff. Well, personally, I had a terrible time in high school. I hated high school. I still hate high school, but I ain't gone in 20 years. I hated to drive by high school. I was terrible at everything. Like, I couldn't. I was terrible at studying. I was terrible at sports. I was terrible at, I got better at that, though. That's the one. Got that. But anyway, there's a song. Glory to God. See, I had this friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. Man, he could throw that speedball fire. He looked like a fool boy. Saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in, he was walking out. Sat down, had a few drinks. Step on and kept talking about what's going to be. Yeah, pass you by. Oh, This is a song when I was, when we were kids. I had a sister that was 1 year younger than me. And we were real competitive because she used to do everything first. Like she threw away her bottle first. She could blow a bubble first, you know, all that kind of stuff. She could whistle first. And she was better than that. Anyway, the only time we used to get together on anything was when my dad would say, well, we're going to go down to the car lot and pick out a new car. What my father meant by a new car was anything that was used and under $500. And we used to beg him for a convertible. When I was a kid, and my father, he was a convertible kind of guy, except he never quite got there. But we used to go down and we'd end up picking out like a Rambler or a Studebaker or something. And hard top, $4 sedan. And then 2 months after that, my bedroom was right over the backyard and I'd hear him trying to get it started to go to work. When I was a kid, I swore that when I grew up, I would ride in nothing but convertibles. Even when it rains. My little sister was in the front seat with an ice cream cone. Mama was in the back seat. Sitting on a little lawn. My mom steers her slow out of the lot for a test drive down Michigan Avenue. My mom, she fingers her wedding band, watches the salesman stare at my old man's hands. He's telling us all about the break he'd give us if he could, but he just can't. But if I could, I swear, I know just what I'd do. And Mr. Was at a swim club. It was like a Friday night dance. It was real exciting. But I remember, boy, I thought I had it wired now. So I figured I found some way that I would be able to avoid work for the rest of my life. Avoid all responsibility. That was funny because when I kind of grew up and grew into it, it was more than what I expected and it was less at the same time. But I started writing this song about the town I grew up in. And I guess in the end, what I was kind of trying to write about was that as you get older, it seems like you can run, but you can't hide anymore from the responsibility of the world. Of citizenship, whatever country.
Your hometown. Smile, torn across fire, but I don't understand.
Spindle slams. Mary's dress sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Laura ups and singing for the lonely. Yeah, that's me, and I want you on. Don't turn me on again. I just gotta face myself alone again. Don't you run back inside. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that. Thank you. take a short break. I'm gonna change my wardrobe. And we'll be back out in a while. Get you.
Open up, you're in the middle, girl. Tearing up the house. I'm gonna go. Let's go. Get a leg. Open up, you're in the middle, girl. Tearing up the house. I'm gonna go. Let's go. Get a leg. Open up, you're in the middle, girl. Tearing up the house. Share it. 试。
来，我女，我女 ，Kid, you dream. You dream a lot of dreams, and you make a lot of promises to yourself. And I always consider myself kind of fortunate son, because when I was young, I dreamed something.It came true. This is a song for my buddy little Steven. He's just in town not too long ago. He's got a real good album out now called Voice of America.It's for him wherever he is tonight.
Face and hear your voice again. Will we just sleep?
Thank you. Now this is a song about the conflict between worldly things and spiritual health. The conflict between desires of the flesh and spiritual ecstasy. Between the mansion on the hill and the mansion in the sky. Between a life of spiritual satisfaction and a life of fun, I mean sin. Now, how many of you think that if by some chance, and I hope this doesn't happen, you die tonight from excitement? How many of you think you'd be going to heaven? Now, how many of you think if you should pass away from cardiac arrest during the final moments of the show, you'd be taking the down elevator? That's a 50-50 split. The devil's getting his due in this moment. Well, supposedly, there was a Garden of Eden. There was a man. There was a woman. There was an apple. There was a snake. There was temptation. And parked curbside, there was a pink Cadillac. Well, now you may think I'm foolish for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Now, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. Well, come on over here and hug me. And maybe I'll spill the facts. Because honey, it ain't your money. Cause baby, I got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac. Crushed velvet seats, riding in the back. Oozing down the street, waving to the girls. Feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just want to. What you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, let's rock! Tempt you, baby, with silver.
me now. Diving in my coffin, touching on the reel. I'm pulling you close. You just say no. Say you don't like. Oh girl, I know you're right. 'Cause when we kiss, well, late at night, I'm taking you home. I say I wanna stay. You say you wanna be home. You can't hide your desire. 'Cause when we kiss,
you Me and Terry became friends, trying in vain to breathe the fire. We was bored, catching rides from the outskirts, dying fit between our teeth, sleeping in that old abandoned beach house, getting wasted in the heat.
Put it on the big streets. Put it on the big streets. Beginning to the father, the most intelligent member. Communications and Professor Roy Bissett.
Yeah! Oh, Thank you. say to what's been so obvious, when it felt like so terrible. I couldn't move my heart, and this world would be fine. Refuse it, and tunnels uptown, the lights are on the camera, and it comes up down. The shots at the bottom of the hallways. Police watching, and the ambulance pulls away. And the girl shoots out, and I'm away. So the streets on fire like the real dead ones. Between what's flesh and what's fantasy. And the boys down here don't like nothing at all. They just stand back and let it roll. And at the end of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. If you wind up wounded, now you're dead. Tonight, in show.
I'd like to just take a minute and thank everybody for coming down to the show tonight. When I was a kid, I grew up in this little town, and I guess I wasn't interested in much until I had my little transistor radio under my pillow, and I heard Elvis Presley, and I guess the thing that his music said to me was just let freedom ring. And that's what we're here, that's what this is all about. So remember, you gotta fight for it. Glory and suicide machines.
Thank you. mind. I know your faith now. You're gonna miss all them Kojak reruns if you don't go back. You're gonna miss Columbo. I was lying in my bed about a month and a half ago. Had the window open, had my girl in, there's a breeze going through. And I say there's no place like home. And then through the window, way off in the distance, and I heard a train. So I laid down, I tried to go back to sleep. I shut my eyes and I fell into a dream. And in my dream, I heard a train. I heard a train. And I heard a conductor calling my name.
Step up!